Welcome to day one of the Your Family GPS workshop. I'm so excited to kick things off with you today. First, let me say thank you for being here and committing to this journey. It shows how much you care about creating a connected and intentional family life. For those of you who don't know me yet, I'm Kimberly Wilkes, a transformational family leadership coach. I help parents like you build thriving, connected families through clarity, purpose, and actionable strategies. Over the next 3 days, I will guide you step by step to create a clear family vision that will set the tone for a fulfilling year ahead. Here's how today is going to work. Each day of the workshop, your job is to listen to the daily audio, complete your daily assignment using the workbook provided, and then email me your homework. Finally, join the live Q&A session or office hours at 3 p.m. Central Time, where I'll expand on the day's lesson, give feedback, and answer your questions. By the end of these 3 days, if you do the work, you'll walk away with a personalized family vision statement and actionable steps to lead your family with clarity and confidence in 2025. So let's dive into today's lesson. Today, we're starting with the foundation, your family's core values. These are the guiding principles that shape how you live, interact, and make decisions as a family. Think of your values as your North Star, always there to guide you, even in challenging times. So let me share a personal moment from my own journey. A few years ago, I had a realization that completely changed the way I viewed parenting. My teenage son, who had always been independent, started spending time sitting at the end of my bed, opening up about his thoughts and feelings. One evening, as he was sharing, I was distracted on my phone. He stopped mid-sentence, looked at me and said, "Mom, are you even listening to me?" That moment hit me hard. I realized that even though I was physically present, I wasn't truly there for him. It made me reflect on what kind of parent I wanted to be, someone who was truly present and values connection. That moment became one of my most memorable parenting reflections. And it led me to embrace presence as a core family value for my family. It reminded me that even the little moments matter. So as you reflect on your own parenting moments today, think about the times that have stuck with you. They might be joyful moments, workshops, or even things you wish you could do over. All of these experiences can teach us something valuable about what matters most to us and our families. After reflecting on your moments, it's important to evaluate what's currently working well in your family dynamic and what's not. This isn't about judgment. It's about clarity. What habits or routines are bringing you closer? And what things might be holding you back from the connection you want? When I began identifying our family's core values, I asked myself, what do I want my kids to remember about our family? What do I want to guide us when things get tough? For us, connection became a top value because of the moment I just shared. But we also embraced kindness, grace, and leadership as key values. I wanted my family to feel that we're in this together and that we're always learning and growing. These values now guide how we interact with each other, how we make decisions, and even how we handle challenges. They've become our North Star, helping us navigate life as a team. Today, you will define your core values that will serve as the foundation for your family's vision. So, your assignment. Now that you've learned about the importance of core values, it's time to put it into action. Download today's workbook. Make sure you've got the workbook using the link that's provided on this page. Complete the prompts to reflect on your parenting moments, evaluate what's working and what's not, and identify your family's top five core values. Once you've done that, share one or two of your core values with me via email. I'll be checking in on your homework throughout the day and providing feedback for you. Then at 3 p.m. Central, join me live for our Q&A office hours, where I will expand on today's topic answer your questions, and share additional tips to help clarify your family values. Thank you again for being here and showing up for your family in this way. I can't wait to see the amazing insights you share today. See you soon.